All right. What we are endorsing is Bellator 192, Lima versus McDonald, Rampage versus Sonnen, and we have Rory McDonald here. Where is he? Let's get him in here.
Oh.
My God, you got a fight this weekend doing bong rips? Actually, I hit the wrong button.
Hey, Rory.
How you doing, Rory?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Big fan, based off of, what fight was I watching? It was like fight of the year. It was nuts.
Robbie Lawler.
The Robbie Lawler fight.
A couple years ago.
And you lost that fight in split decision, right? But it was such.
No, he put me away.
Oh, he put you away? Was it at the end?
Yeah, fifth round.
Yeah, it was for the championship, and it was one of those fights where I was like, whenever Rory McDonald fights, I'm gonna watch it, and you won a lot of fans that day.
Thank you.
Even in a loss, I mean, you probably made tons of fans. So, thanks for coming on the show this weekend. You're gonna be taking on Lima at Bellator 192. How are you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling at my best. To be honest, I'm really happy to be here. Training camp was great. I'm healthy, so
is this the normal weight that you sit at, or like when you're not preparing for a fight, what do you usually weigh?
I'm dieting a lot more right now.
Okay.
Like I'm pretty skinny for where I sit at normally.
Yeah.
But no, I feel good. I haven't like started cutting water or dehydrating myself. I'm just dieting.
Are you cutting the avocados?
No, my wife's doing that now.
The thing was, you had to bow out of a fight before in the past because you were cutting avocados and you cut your hand.
I fought with it.
You fought with it?
I put a knife through my hand 7 days before my fight. And
it's a damn seed trying to get out the seed, right? You're like, ah! Went all the way through.
I was hungry. I was in a rush. And I put it through the avocado pit and went right through and into my hand. But I went to the hospital, got it stitched up, and luckily it didn't.
They let you fight.
It didn't affect my hand. No, I just didn't tell anyone.
Oh, right. But it is amazing. We were talking about, like, I watched Paige VanZant fight over the weekend, and she broke her arm in the first round. And she ended up losing the fight, but she went a full three rounds. And you're just watching, like, afterwards, just going, there's just a warrior spirit that you guys have that I just think normal, non-fighting people don't have. Because if I had broken my arm, I'm like, okay, time out, I'm done.
Call my mom.
Right, I want to stop, but she kept fighting. And so many of you guys do that. Like, you find out after the fact, like, oh, yeah, he broke his leg, and then you continue to fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, so when you had your hand broken, did that mentally screw you up? Or not broken, but cut? Did that mentally screw you
up?
The only thing, I
was just anxious that it was going to be damaged. I wouldn't be able to fight that week, the next week.
You took your glove off and all the tape, was it bloody underneath?
Yeah, a little bit.
But
during the fight, it didn't bother me. It was more leading up to it. Like, is it going to be okay to fight? You know,
right.
Are they gonna see it and then me like not be able to fight? So I was just worried about that. Like once I knew I was going to be able to close my hand, that was fine.
Rory McDonald with us. He's going to be fighting this weekend at Bellator 192. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Now, I saw, you know, in your history that there's been times that you've had to bail out of a fight because of injury. Like in the last week, like you got a big gash on your forehead just from sparring, I guess. I mean, at what point do you say, all right, I got a fight in a week. Let's not go 100%. Let's tone it down.
It's hard to, like, adjust your training. You basically just have to, like, hope your training partners are professional and, you know.
Was that a professional move, hitting the guy who's going to fight in the forehead so much that
I don't think it was a week before my fight. It was probably a month out.
Oh, okay.
That was a long time ago. But, yeah, basically it was an accident, an elbow that landed accidentally and cut my forehead really deep. So I just wouldn't have been able to fight. But these things happen.
Accidental elbows.
Because the head bleeds so much that things always look worse than they are. Like when you guys do get hit during a fight and it's like just bloody. And then when they wipe y'all up and dry you up, you're like, oh, just a little tiny nick. But it looks scarier than it is, right?
Yeah. Mine was pretty scary, though. It was like pretty deep across my whole eye. And they don't let you fight if you have like an open cut.
Because they could open that up.
Yeah. It's got to definitely heal up before.
You started your MMA, career at 14? I mean, as far as it started training?
Training. Yeah, I started fighting professionally at 16.
Were you from Canada?
Yeah.
So were they curious as to why you, if you're going to fight, why not play hockey?
I gave up.
They're like, what are you doing, man?
I gave up on hockey because I was fighting too much.
You were the enforcer on the little kids team?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it, the penalty box a lot?
It was frowned upon back then, so I switched.
You switched to just fighting?
Yeah.
Now, at 14, when you start your training, I mean, were you serious at that point, or was it just more of like, oh, I like this, this is a sport I do, or were you like, okay, this is what I'm going to do?
I was totally obsessed with it, like, and I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life doing it. I was always watching the UFCs and saying, you know, I want to get there one day. So it was definitely on my radar.
So not much partying for you going through high school. No,
I had my fair
sniffing
share.
Sniffing blue or nothing?
Like, no.
No strange things got you high?
I was pretty focused on where I wanted to be. I worked hard as a young guy.
But, you know, you're watching some of these fights and you'll see that, you know, when the commentators say, like, sometimes fighters don't even really like get ready until they get hit. Like somehow that like wakes them up, or like they like it. Like, oh, now I'm ready. Like getting hit in the face sometimes does sort of get you high, right? Some people.
Well, yeah. Like once it actually starts, like the fight starts, the nerves go away, the thoughts in your head start leaving, the anxiety, and you just kind of. It's just
muscle memory.
Yeah. Have you ever felt the bubble guts?
It's just
guts?
Happening and you're in it, you
like
know?
You're walking out, you know, there's the cage, you're up there and you're walking out and you feel like bubble guts. You're like, oh, crap.
Nervous stomach.
I feel like I got to go poop.
Yeah, there's always going to be nerves.
Oh,
with
God.
Experience, it gets pretty like muscle memory, how to handle that and like being able to like be in charge of those nerves and make it a good thing.
Do you have a routine that you do? It's like, okay, I always have a Hershey bar before I walk out there.
No.
Or there's no routine? Is this different every time? Just doesn't matter?
It's different every time. I try to get into a good headspace, and sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes you're feeling like I'd want to be on a couch watching TV right now.
Well, so
and I have to get out there.
I want to go back to that a little bit because you said you're cutting weight right now. So what are you missing in your diet? Like, you can't wait for Saturday night when you're done and you're like, oh, I am having what?
Just healthy food.
What?
Like, just, yeah.
Hurry!
Yeah.
Cheeseburger, pizza, beer, something.
No, I don't eat that till like Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Till after the fight. Before that, it's just like my regular food I eat all the time in preparation.
Yeah.
Try to digest it good. And mostly after the weigh-ins, it's actually more liquids that are important to just rehydrate you.
Right, because you guys get so depleted.
Yeah.
That's why you look so different Friday night than Saturday night.
Yeah, I don't so much because I do most of it through diet because, in my opinion, it's healthier.
How much you weigh right now?
178.
178, Heidi. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, it looks good.
Is that your goal weight?
I'm a light heavyweight right now, I think. That's the case.
Rory McDonald with us. He's going to be fighting Bellator 192 this Saturday at the Forum. Tickets, Ticketmaster.com. I mean, as far as the resumes of asses that you've kicked, Nate Diaz,
oh, yes.
BJ Penn, Damian Maya, Tyron Woodley. And, it's always going to be a great fight when Rory McDonald is on the card. So if you plan on, this will be a good one to go see live.
Because
sure, yeah. you got Rampage and Chael going to fight in this heavyweight Grand Prix that Bellator is having. So, yeah, we're with Rory McDonald and Lima. What do you think of Lima? The Phenom, they're calling him.
He's good. He's a big fighter. He's probably going to be bigger than me. Strong athlete. And big puncher, and like when he strikes, he goes for the knockout. That's why I think he's got the most knockouts in Bellator right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he's a knockout guy, and he's got some ground skills, and he's big and strong. So he's one of those guys that, you know, he's a top dog in the world right now.
So the plan is take him down and
grapple.
Submit him.
Not necessarily.
Surprise him and knock his ass out.
I could take the fight anywhere I want, you know, and that's how I always prepare for a fight, and it didn't change for this fight. If I see an opening for a takedown, sure, I'll take it, but hopefully I won't get to the point where I'm going to be desperate for anything, looking for desperate takedowns or, you know, desperate punches or anything like that. I want to be in control of the fight wherever it goes.
I always feel bad when it goes to decision, because then you're standing there and you're like, I feel like as a fighter, I'm like, I never want it to go to decision because, I mean, I've seen fights where it's like, oh, they got that one wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt when you stood up there that, like, you lost?
Oh, every fighter's felt that, right?
No, but, you know, yeah. Like, I won. Or have you been like, nah, you know what? I wasn't on my game tonight or whatever. Have you felt?
I've had one, but it wasn't even so much the judging, it was more the reffing through it that caused the issue. But, Yeah, no, it's definitely something that is you're always nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
So do your hands at that point.
Because you see that guy's
hand. What's your biggest fear, man?
My biggest fear?
Yeah. Like,
as far
as
fighting.
You can say spiders.
No, as far as fighting. It's like, you know what? For some reason, I got to leave a nightlight on, man. I'm afraid of the dark. Or something like that. Heights.
What's Roy McDonald afraid of?
Claustrophobia.
I think it's more like just like the safety of my daughter.
Oh, yeah. Once you become a parent, that's your biggest fear is that.
You don't think about yourself anymore.
Yeah. I remember when I had my first child, I started having these daymares, I called them, because everywhere we were, I always pictured the worst thing happening. We could be on a hike, and I'm like, okay, a mountain lion's going to come out and grab her by the neck and pull her off into the woods, and I will be helpless.
You go crazy.
It was driving me nuts. Are you having those crazy feelings every time you go out?
Not so much, but once in a while, you know, for example, she's with my in-laws in, like, just the room in the hotel. They're watching her. So, like, you know, she's been with me every day through training camp. Now she's gone one night, and I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, like, is she okay, you know? So I think it's just normal for parents to.
How old is she?
She's a year and a half.
Got her rolling around on the mat yet?
She's beating me up. She's pretty aggressive, the little kid.
Yeah, it's like I love that age, and you hold onto their hands, and then they walk up your stomach, and they stand on your chest. Then they start kicking you in the face.
Hey,
don't hurt, Daddy.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're like, she's got some skills. I think I'm going to get her in camp.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's some skills.
Straight leg and drop the heel. Do it right this next time. Roy McDonald with us. He's going to be fighting Bellator 192. He's taking on Lima. It's going to be this weekend, this Saturday, at the Forum. I suggest, if you've never been to a live MMA event, this would be one to go to because Rory's on the card. Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Thank you so much. One final question before we get you out of here. Are you excited about the Sister-Sister reboot? Me neither.
I don't know what that is.
I know
he's Canadian. He's like, I don't know.
It's a show that I guess Eric and everybody else watched, and I was like, Sister-Sister reboot. No one cares about that. So now it's been confirmed. Rory doesn't care about it, so nobody cares about it.
Yeah. He's the boy.
So we're not going to talk about it later on the show.
All right. I'll let Tia and Tamara know.
Friends of the show.
Thank you so much, Rory, for coming in. Good luck. We're going to be there cage side, so yeah, we'll wave to you. We'll be waving
awesome.
To you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
All right, take care.
Let's get a quick look at traffic. What's going on, Lisa?